We are learning a new Masechta, Masechta's Bava Basra. Masechta's Bava Basra, as we know, is the longest Masechta of the Shas, in Blatter at least. It's 176 Blat, starting from Av Beis. It makes it It's Kufayin Vav. It makes it really 175. But Lamaisa in words, the ones who counted up the words say Brachas is actually longer than Bava Basra. It's not the longest Masechta of Bava Basra. The other Masechtas are longer, but I'm glad this is the longest Masechta of Shas. Now, Bava Basra, the beginning talks about Shutvim and talks about Hezekria. Then it talks about Chazakis, different Chazakis. Then it talks about different Kinyonim, like Kinyon Mashiach and Masira. And then it talks about Yarshim, that's in Yashnoichlim, and other Shibudim. That is Masechta. And the Shaila is that the Perush of Shnayis wants to know, why was these things last? The three Babas are all considered one Masechta, Kamavuya and Taisvis. There's Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra. Baba Kama talks about damages, and Baba Metziah talks about Aveda and things like that, and Ribbis. And Baba Basra talks about Shutvim. Why is Baba Basra last? So the Perush of Shnayis says that the reason is because the first two Masechtas are all things that are mafurish in the Torah. We know Nezikim are mafurish in the Torah, and Parashat Mishpatim, and so is Bav Metziah, the Avedis, and Ribbis, and you know, all in the first in the Psukim in the Torah. Masha'in Kain, the third one, the Bava Basra, the third Bava. Bava means a shar, like a door. The third door, the Bava Basra. Most of these halachas are Medivri Chazal. It's not mafurish in the Torah. It's Medivri Chazal. The different halachas of Hezekria, the different halachas of Chazakis, the different halachas of Kinyanim. All these things are a lot Chazal Darshim on Psukim, or the Chazal. It's all the Rabbanan Mamish. Like for example, Mashiach might be the Rabbanan. And all these Kinyanim and Yerusha, a lot of it is learned out of Drashas. It's the first in the Pasuk, but a lot of them learned out of Drashas and Shibudim. And therefore, the Bava Basra is the last Masechta of the three Bavas. So let's start the Mishnah. Hashutvim. Hashutvim Shirotu Lassis Vechitza Vechotza. Now we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a machloikis of Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, which means that if you don't allow me to do private things because you can see me, is that considered that you're being mazik me? And it's a shayla in the Gemara. So here, our Mishnah says, the Shutvim, they decided they want to make a mechitza b'chotzer. Rashi says, what's a chotzer? Rashi says, kol chatzeiro is shonu chacham mefnei abatmeim. It's a front yard. V'roiv tashmisham b'chotzer. And roiv of their tashmisham were in the chotzer. And what does he mean to explain? So the Maram explains that if it would be a backyard, so then it wouldn't be a shayla of Hezekiah at all, because you don't do so much tashmishim in the backyard that you're worried about him disturbing you. The ilu achotze shacharim the Maram's lashon. The ilu achotze shachari abatim ain't shom roiv atashmish, ain't shom shum Hezekiah. And we'll see also in the Gemara when it comes to a bias that lekuliyam is Hezekiah, because in my house I got to do some private stuff in my house. But the chotzer is where roiv tashmishin was done in the chotzer. What does that mean? Because in those days, the houses are very small. So they did all their laundry, and all the laundry and all their writing and everything, they did it all in the chotzer. That's where they did everything. All the playing for the kids. They did all the leisure. They did it in the chotzer because the houses were at most two rooms, sometimes it was one room. So they couldn't do much in the house. So they did most of the stuff in the chotzer. Now, if you have Shutvim, which means what's Shutvim? Shutvim are the two houses in this chotzer. There's two houses there. So they both want to use the chotzer. So they can't use the chotzer and do the Reif Tashmisha if you're always here together with me. So they decided they're going to put up a wall. So Shutvim should rot last the chitzah b'chotzer. Boidim is the kaisel b'emtza. So halacha is you build a kaisel in the middle between both our properties, which means I have a certain amount of right in the chotzer and you do. And we put up a wall. And we put up a wall, half in your property, half in my property. And the Mishnah explains, Makom shenogu livnois gvil, gazes, kvisim, levenim, boinim. These are different type of stones. Whatever, if the minhag is to put stones of gvil, since they decided already to make a mechitza, they have to use gvil. And they can't say, oh, I agreed to make a mechitza, I wanted a thin fence. No, you have to make gvil. Or gazes, same thing, or kvisim, or levenim. I call kaminhag amadina. Now what's gvil? Gvil, If you start to do gvil, then zeno is a gimel tvachim, and zeno is a gimel tvachim. Each one gives three tvachim. Each one gives for their property three tvachim, because it's all together six tvachim wide. That's how wide gvil is. Vegazes zeno is a tvachim echsav, zeno is a tvachim echsav. Gazes is all together five tvachim wide. So each one gives two and a half. Bekvisim zeno is a tvachim, zeno is a tvachim. By kvisim, each one gives two, because the total is four. But Levainim Zenez and Tefach Mechza, Vizenez and Tefach Mechza. Each one gives one and a half. Now, the Ramah.
Huh? Big enough.
Huh?
All the
cartons
were the same size?
No, but they were at least 6 Tefachim wide. They each give 3 Tefachim. 3 Tefachim is around, the most common Sheet is 12 inches. So each one give 12 inches. If your chatzar is only a total of 12 inches, you have a big problem. You don't have much of a chatzar. You really get out of your house. Imagine a door that's 12 tefachim. It has to be. It's wider than the door of the chatzar, right? The door isn't even more than 12 inches wide. What? A minute to make a chalukah is dalam. Yeah, make a chalukah. But the chatzar, of course, is bigger. The chatzar is huge. Why should the chatzar be big? So. Oh, so let's speak to me. So now they were saying each one has to get 3 tefachim. So Zok the Ramah, we're about to speak at the Ramah. The Ramah says, let's say one guy has a big house, and one guy has a small house. So the way it works is that one guy has a big house. You learned a little bit from Sechel Sukkah, a little bit that you get more property of the chatzer the more doors you have to your house. For example, so let's say this guy has a mansion, he has like 5 doors, and this guy has a small little house and has 1 door. So really, he gets 5. Chalakim of his chatzin, he has one. So it's 1 to 5, the ratio of the two rites in the chatzin. So now we make the wall between them, that's pasha, between the one chalak and the 5 chalakim. But maybe the guy who gives 5 should give more space because he has bigger chatzin. Dr. Ramah, no. We give an equal amount of space no matter what. Why? Because it has to do with hezekriya. It's nothing to do with shtamshus, it has to do with hezekriya, and therefore we're both equally give the same amount. We give the same amount. It happens to be the Rosh Hash argues on this, but he says, I saw in Shulchan Aruch like that, so I can't argue. But the Rosh Hash, look at the Rosh Hash, he argues on the Ramah. The Rosh Hash says, L'chayro yinira, I'm reading the Rosh Hash, L'chayro yinira, the ze einoi elik shechalkeim shavim, avak shechalik echa godl mashachavei, right? Nois no fia erach, shiyash shechal avachalik boy. He says, that's he says. But he says, L'maisa, avaloi king kasa b'shulchan Aruch, simen kuf mezayin sif gimel. So L'maisa Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that, and we do it even. Zakta Mishtavait, Alfikach, therefore, since it's in the middle, Im Nafala Kaisel, and they both decided to make it together, Alfikach Im Nafala Kaisel, even though you don't have no Edim on this, but if the Kaisel falls down, if the Kaisel falls down, we assume you did it the correct way, and therefore, the property of this Chatzah belongs to both of us equally, and the Avanam also belongs to both of us equally. Bechem Begina, same halachas by a gina in a place where the minig is to make a fence. We have to explain what it means. Makom shenagu ligdar, but the pasuk shot is saying gina also in a place where it's noig to make a fence. You have the same halacha that you do it in the middle and you do it gazes if that's the minig. Avo bika makom shenagu shloim ligdar mechayim oisay. But in the bika a makom shenagu not to make a fence, you're not mechayim to make a fence. Elohim rotza, if the guy wants. By a bika is a like a plateau. It's not a chatzar. It's a place where at the outskirts of the city usually. That's where maybe the animals graze. So if you have your bika and you want to make a fence, so make a fence yourself. Elam roitza koinesech shaloi uboina. Now hagin over falls down. Who belongs to? Va'oisa chazus merachot. You make a simen on the outside that says this is my stones and my property, and therefore if it falls down, you know that it all belongs to the baal bika. If it falls down, the makam and the avanim belong to him. And also with dash name, if they did it with dash name, what should they do? Because in a bika, we don't assume automatically it belongs to both of them. So what do you do if they did it with dash name? By name is the kaisel ba'emtza. You're doing the ba'emtza. You make a chaz on both sides, and therefore we know it belongs to both of them. Therefore, if the kaisel fall down, a makam va'avanim shel shneim. That is our mishnah. It talks about making a wall, and our Gemara doesn't discuss the first line of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, "Ashutvim sheratzu la'asos mechitza b'chotzer boinim skaisel b'emtza." So our Gemara doesn't discuss this first line. What does it mean? Sheratzu la'asos mechitza. Now, the word mechitza can mean a wall, which is the pasuk pshat, but it also can mean ashutvim sheratzu la'asos mechitza. Means they wanted to make a split. Shutvim, they wanted to make a split. So what do? They have to build a kaisel. There's two ways to learn the Mishnah. One way to read the Mishnah is, Ashutim Shabbat, if they wanted to make a mechitza, they have to make a mechitza be'emtza. That's one way to learn the Mishnah. Another way to learn the Mishnah is, Ashutim Shabbat, last mechitza, Ashutim wanted to split.
Where do you want to split? The land?
The land, yeah, the chatz. They want to make a split. Yeah, you told me they were both just using it. They had two houses, one property. They want to split it. You know, for example, in today's day, you could picture a duplex. and usually the duplex, so the property in front of the duplex, everyone shares. You want to make a wall right down, like follow the line of the duplex, make two different properties. That was the shayla. They wanted to split it. So it means if you wanted to split it, you have to make a kaisel. The nafkmina and two pshat will be is the fee. The pshat rosh las mechitza was mashba. You don't have to make a mechitza. If you want to make a mechitza, you make a mechitza. The fee, the second pshat, it means like this. Hashutvim that want to make a split, they have to make a mechitza. So there's a big difference how to learn the Mishnah. Huh? How can it be? How can you make each other make a mechitza? Because it has a griya, maybe.
They both are happy.
No. They want to make a split. Once they make a split, one guy wants, the other guy doesn't want. Once they agree to split, I can force the other guy to make a mechitza with me. First guy, they both decide to make a mechitza. So then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you have to do it in this rules, man. That's the shayla of the Mishnah. Sometimes I'm giving you a akdama to see the Gemara. It's not the Gemara. So Avrua, we assumed right now, my mechitza guda. Mechitza means a fence. You can ask me, of course, I know mechitza means a fence. So it's coming to lafuke and it doesn't mean to split. So the word mechitza, so Avrua, my mechitza guda, and I'll show you the word mechitza in Shas, in Mishnayis, is called a wall. So Avrua, my mechitza guda, can I tell you the Rabbisa? Mechitza zakarem shenifritza. Now the halacha is that if you have a, we know that if you plant tavua together with grapes, that is kalayim de araisa. To mix kalai kerem, it's kalayim of kerem, together with tavua, that's kalai. Now, the halacha is that if you make a fence in between them, they each could plant and toll the wall, which is a chiddush, even though it might be being yoinik under the wall, but the halacha is toll the mechitza you're allowed to do. Toll the mechitza. So what happened is, we had over here a guy who had a vineyard, the other guy had tavua, and they're both next to each other with a wall in between, and it fell down. So now what's happening is, the kerem is a thing that spreads. Vines spread. And it's going into the zeram of the friend and making it klayim. So it says, mechitza is kerem shenifritza, oy meloy gedar, you tell the baal kerem, you know, hezekhan, you're being mazik, you have to put up a fence. So, chaz shenifritza fell down again on the gedar, it says, put up the fence. So the siayish atop on base, based on base, the siayish shemena, if he was miyayish already from fixing the fence, then v'loy gadra, he didn't make the fence, hareza kiddush, then it becomes kalayim. V'chay v'achyusay, and the bala kerem is chayiv in the chrayis. Now, there's two chedushim, a few chedushim in this Mishnah. First chedush is, Tav Tosfos speaks out, dafka nesiayish ok Tosfos. Avaloy nesiayish, v'oysa kol shor ligdar, let's say he hired a company to make the fence, he was not miyayish, and the company is taking 3 weeks to do it, so it's a very nice fence, it's taking a while. So the law is, even if it grew masayim, which is a sheer amount that's called kalayim, it's still mutter. What's the reason? So Tosfos at the end says the reason, last few lines of Tosfos, afilo hoisif masayim mutter, v'atam yishafarish, sh'nechsiv le'sizra karmicho kalayim, dumir d'zriya d'nichle. It has to be dumir d'zriya where you are nichle. So that's one thing of this Mishnah. Another chiddush of this Mishnah is Chai Bach Yusoy. It's a price, so it's a Mishnah. So this is a Tesefta. Another chiddush is Chai Bach Rais is, even though it's, we know Hezek Nickers, on Chalikas, Hezek Nickers, Hezek. What's that? Where's the Nicker? It's not Nicker the Hezek. So the Frey Tosfos. Nil Ri, the high chosh of Hezek Nicker. Tosfos answers, this is called Hezek Nickers, right? Nicker who she kalayim, kashiroy agafanim besodim. It's going into the sada, so therefore you see it's called nicker. You don't actually see them growing together, but you see it mixed together. That's what makes a nicker. But come on, what do we want from this brisa, from Tosefta? What do we want from it? We want from this brisa is that you see that the word mechitza means a fence. It means a fence. So savrua, our mishnah means mechitza. So now the marvish adiyeg time the rotsu. So only if they want to make a mechitza, they have to make a mechitza. Holoi rotsu, ein mechayev ma'isoi. If they don't want, you're not mechayev them to make a mechitza. Alma, you see from here, hezek ria loish mehezek. You see, hezek ria loish mehezek. Because that's a big shayla. If hezek ria is called a hezek, that I can see, is that called a hezek? No, I see you, so don't be careful. Is that called a hezek or not? So, lemaisa, see from here, it's not called a hezek. I can't force my neighbor to put up a fence with me, the mishtatev, because hezek ria loish mehezek. Afraid to Gemara, yeah. Yeah. Right. Here it's both. They're both on each other. Here they're both nizik, both masiks. They're both on each other.
It's not moving.
I know. What?
Staying still.
Huh?
Wheat is staying still.
We are. You're all by. But oh, you talking about there? Yeah, I mean, there. The only Karam guy has to make the fence. The Karam guy's the fence.
If it's not nizik, that's not.
Okay, good question. That's a good question. It's not the sugya here. Yeah, it's a very good question. But the point was to bring a right that's mechitza. But like upon him, there, it's not there. The shaila of Issa of Kalayim. It's a good raya. So maybe the sugya of a nizik lahar chazasma. I'll bring this raya from here. But like upon him, the Gemara. We'll have to see what that. That's a good question. But it's not the sugya here. It's a good question. We'll leave it at that. Now the Gemara says over here that taima the rotsu. So we would just prove from that brisa very agavdik that there's a din mechitza that the word mechitza means a guda offense. So mashma taima the rotsu yepar offense. Haloi rotsu emechayim oisim. I'm a hezik ri aloi shmi hezik. Afraid the Gemara. Who said that's what it means? Even mechitza plukta kechsevat he mechtes aida. It says when they split up the booty and the stuff they took from. The army took, the Yiddish army took, I think it was from the Midianim over there. It says in the Pasuk, all these things is Mechza Saida, which means their half. So Mechza is lots of splitting. And maybe that's what it means. But Kivan Derotsu, once you agree to split, you have to build a Kaisel of Akarcha. Maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mar says, no, if that would be Pshat in the Mishnah, Hai shirotsu lasis mechitza is to say shirotsu lachtzais. The better grammatical way of saying it is not rotsu lasis mechitza, lachtzais mebayale. They wanted to split. So elamai means a kaisel. So Mar says elamai good the bainim is a kaisel. Bainim oisa mebayale. If the word mechitza means kaisel, it says hashutvim shirotsu lasis mechitza bainim is a kaisel. Bainim is a kaisel. Just say that. Just say hashutvim shirotsu lasis mechitza b'chata bainim oisa b'emta. Why kaisel? Why are you repeating the word kaisel? That would be mashma. Mechitza doesn't mean kaisel. So that's Mar's kasha. Elamai, good by is a kaisel, by myself by your lay. So Mar says, no, I didn't want to say that. Itana oisai have a mean of a mesipas ma'alma. That's enough for just a small little fence. Kamash long kaisel. Which means like this. Avada means, this mandiyama holds. Avada, it means, mechitza means a wall. I let's say by noisai. If you said by noisai, I would think that when they agreed to make a wall, you can build up any type of wall, even a small, tiny wall, a masipis, which might come down, a little tiny wall. Kamashwa, no. Bainim is a kaisel. You got to build a real kaisel then once you agree to do it. And that's what it doesn't say, Lashon Bainim Oisai. It says Bainim is a kaisel. So the bottom line is, really have two tzadim in our Mishnah. It doesn't mean Roitzel Las Vechitzel is wanting to split, or it means Roitzel Las Vechitzel wanting to make a wall, and the Nafkamino will be Lamaisev, Hezekriya, Shemei Hezek, and the Gemara will go further now and ask some questions on the way we have our Mishnah that with Haichika means that if you wanted to make a kaisel, but if not, you wouldn't have to worry about Hezekriya.